The Twins going for their third straight win, taking on the Royals. Joe Mauer's club trying to inch closer to the Yankees for the top wild card spot. Third inning, 2-1 Minnesota in front. Eddie Rosario facing Ian Kennedy.
Deep to right field. He caught up with that one.
Yes, he did.
Over the bullpen, a long solo home run, and it's 3-1.
Something that Kennedy has given up throughout his career, and that's the long ball. His 30th home run allowed, he's allowed this year. Last year he allowed 33, the year before 31. So third straight in a year in a row that he's given up 30 or more home runs.
That with the bases empty, now the bases are loaded. Base hit up the middle. Rosario comes through again. Two runs will score. Rosario slipping as he rounded the bag, and the Twins had two more here in the fourth.
And another changeup by Cahill, and Rosario waited back nicely, hit it up the middle. So it's a two-run single, and the Twins take a 5-1 lead.
A drive to right field and deep. Escobar with a home run. His 16th of the year, and the Twins have scored at least one run in all five innings.
How about Escobar? My goodness, 15, now 16 home runs on the season. A career high. And he's driven in 60 runs, also a career high for Escobar.
Deep to center. Buxton chasing it. Leaping and making the catch at the center field wall. Byron Buxton preserves the Twins' lead.
The ball stays in the ballpark. That man will catch it.
Driven to right. Grossman comes through with another extra base hit. A 3-0 pitch, green light. He's got two and he wants one more. Robbie Grossman with a big RBI triple.
Well, he got the green light, you know, but it's a pitch that you want, and looked like he got the pitch he wanted, a fastball. Chipped all over it. Grossman with his first triple of the year, driving in Escobar. Twins take a 7-5 lead.
The Twins win their third in a row, taking out the Royals 8-5. Eddie Rosario, two hits and four RBIs. Eduardo Escobar, three hits and scores three runs. Coupled with a Yankees loss, Minnesota moves to within 1.5 games of the Yanks for the top wild card spot. Irvin Santana picks up his 15th win of the season. The Twins win their third in a row. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
You know, there was a lot of momentum changes. When you score the first five innings of the game and you have your best pitcher out there, you'd like to think the game would be a little less stressful, but credit to the Royals and their fight. They kept finding ways to inch closer. We had to grind. I think that we had a lot of guys contribute with the bats, some big at-bats, especially late to kind of separate ourselves there after they had closed it within one. And the bullpen did a really nice job. All around, you know, we had to do a lot of things to find a way to win that game, even after jumping off to such a good start. Merrifield's a good player. He's, you know, he plays well against us. You know, he uses the whole field. He spreads the defense. He can run. He's got some power. You know, he had the big double off Irvin. So it was just one of those things where, you know, Raj came in and, Gordon fought one off, and then he, you know, they banged one up the middle on Torres and Hildy. I wasn't sure if they were going to bunt there with Merrifield as hot as he was. They let him swing and we got the ground ball. So that was a big stymie of their momentum and kind of turned it back in our favor.
Eddie Rosario with two hits and four RBIs. He talked to the media after the game.
It's a good win, but yesterday he fighting to the last inning. And today more pumped to come into this game. Start a lot of runs in the couple of first inning. Later, you have a lot of good at bat. This thing is working to get back, to come back.
You were a huge part of the win here tonight. Let's talk about that home run. After you followed off a couple pitches from Ian Kennedy, what were you looking for there on that pitch to take one as deep as you did?
I missed two pitches. I want to try to a little bit more easy my swing. I want to try to good contact. I see Salvador he pulling pitch up. But I'm waiting this pitch. I want to try to do good contact.
Robbie Grossman was also a big part of the win here tonight, considering the fact that it was not too long ago he was out. You didn't know when you guys might get him back in the lineup. Doesn't seem like that thumb is bothering him too much. How impressive has his comeback been?
Yeah, it's very impressive. He's coming back to ready, and he's doing a lot of good job. This thing win last couple of days for him, and he's doing a very good job.
When you look at how many teams are fighting with you guys for a spot in the postseason right now, what do you feel like sets your team apart from some of the other ones in the hunt?
It's a feeling to the postseason. Yeah, that feeling, everybody fighting, everybody together to win games. I need more wins to go to the postseason.
The series against the Royals continues on Saturday. Jose Berríos on the hill.